Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, Andy Trusevich is a specialist in labor and employment law. And Andy, I am actually broadcasting this morning from California, which is a little weird because it's really early in the morning here because I had a little family crisis out here this week. And everywhere I go, I am hassled at the door and they're taking my temperature. And it seems like the word has gone out, as long as businesses take your temperature and you don't have you don't present with a fever, that's one of the kind of checklist items that if anybody ever claims they got coronavirus at a business, that might mitigate the liability of the business owner. You think that's true?
Well, first of all, good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
And, of course,
and
yeah.
Yes, if you're in California, it is early. Two buckets, John, and that is the liability from employees and then liability from customers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that you see is some states are passing legislation to give immunity to businesses that follow reasonable steps, meaning the CDC or NIH, National Institutes of Health guidelines. And temperature checks are one thing, but there's low-hanging fruit that I always call it, that companies, especially small businesses need much more help than large businesses, from potential lawsuits. Because I hate to use the pejorative word new world, but it is a new world, at least until a vaccine or a cure comes, which I'm hoping will come next year. But in the meantime, if employers do some of the CDC and NIH guidelines, meaning make sure there's a poster on, you know, if you're having symptoms, don't come in. Second, make sure your employees have proper PPE. Are they wearing masks? You know, you can't get into an enforcement agency position of if someone comes in and doesn't wear a mask, even if you require it, you know, your employees don't want to get into a fight with someone over wearing a mask or not. But at least recommend the mask for consumers. Have the check with your employees. You know, if you're feeling these symptoms or symptoms associated with COVID-19, don't come to work. You know, there's the Family First Coronavirus Response Act that gives some relief to certain employees, and you can get more information there at DOL.gov. But there's certain steps that especially small businesses ought to take to reduce their liability, John.
What do you think the movement will be over the course of the next couple of months to insulate or protect businesses who take those basic steps from you know, just being bankrupted by unscrupulous attorneys who would go out there and try to make a buck off of them? What are the elements that need to be in that law?
John, that is the great question, especially for small businesses that have been closed during the pandemic and are just now starting to reopen. Large companies, it's not a question of if you're going to get sued, it's when, and they can weather that. It's built into it, you know, the tax on the consumer, the litigation tax. But small businesses can't afford that. And that question you asked is great. You would hope that it would come from the federal side. I am apolitical. I'm just saying that that's probably not going to happen. Republicans and Democrats can't agree whether it's day or night out. So it's really left to the states. And just for example, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Utah, Wyoming have passed pretty good limited immunity for businesses that follow certain standards, not gross negligence. And people always say, what's the difference? And real quick, negligence is, I tell you as a business owner, I went down aisle 3 and somebody spilled, broke a jar of spaghetti sauce, and I almost slipped. 20 minutes later, it's still not cleaned up, and someone falls and, you know, hurts their ankle. That's negligence. If another 20 minutes goes by and it's still not cleaned up and someone else gets injured, that's gross negligence. And the states have passed limited immunity for reasonable, trying to prevent COVID-19, again, following CDC or NIH guidelines, but not for gross negligence. I know Louisiana, Kansas, Arizona, there's legislation pending, but it's going to have to be on a state level. They really need to do it on a federal level, but the House and Senate will never agree to anything.
Yeah. I mean, that's a real challenge, and especially if you're a business that operates in a number of different localities, a number of different states. That's a practical issue about how to sync things up and protect yourself. And I can only imagine that there are a lot of attorneys out there who are saying, hey, this is my payday that I've been waiting for. Unfortunately, that's just the way of the world these days.
John, the lawsuits are coming. In fact, I saw Hartford was just sued in a class action in New York City because they are denying some claims related to COVID-19. So you have insurance companies getting sued. You have insurance companies not covering some business-related disruption issues. So there's going to be litigation all around, and there's plenty of work for lawyers, and I feel sorry for the small businesses.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, listen, the first step is to think through that so you don't get caught completely unaware, and you can maybe go through that little checklist you offered at the beginning so that you've got some, I wouldn't even call it a fig leaf, but something to kind of cover you should you find yourself in court. Andy Trusevich, a specialist in labor and employment law and civil trial law, really thank you for coming on and kind of walking us through that this morning.
Thank you, and I hope you and your listeners stay safe from COVID-19. Thank you.
We'll do it. Yeah, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.